Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Smooth Talk on Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ. We have a special guest today from Martin's and Sons Funeral Home, Cleveland, Ohio. Victoria Martin, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful day to have Martin's and Sons Funeral Home. Located on the west side of Cleveland. Can you tell us where your funeral home is located, Victoria?
I sure can. We used to be located at 9811 Denison Avenue, which was just down the street from St. Ignatius of Antioch, the big church in the city that's got the big tower you can see from everywhere. We were at that location for 74 years. And then in January of this year, we closed that location down. And we partnered with Sloan & Company Funeral Directors, and they operate and we operate out of the same building, and that's at 13115 Lorraine Avenue. So we're just past 130th and Lorraine.
13115 Lorraine Avenue. I know exactly where you used to be because my guy I know used to own the firehouse over there across the street. Right there, Lorraine and Denison.
Oh, yeah, so, right there. Yep, I know the one you're talking about. I think it's a taco joint now.
Right, matter of fact, he did not bring up the Grim Reaper, but he ended up killing himself. But Martin and Sons Funeral Home, the name Martin's has been around for a very long time. So tell us a little bit about the history of the name Martin's in Cleveland, Ohio.
Sure. So Martin's has been associated with the city of Cleveland in the early 1900s. My husband's great grandfather opened a tailor shop on Lorraine Avenue, and then in the 30s, his grandfather and his father and several of his other relatives had Martin's Cafe down at 98th and Lorraine. And that went for many years. I mean, my husband remembers playing in the bar. That's how old it is. And then in 1948, his dad, Walter Martin Sr., and his wife, Pauline, opened the Martin's Funeral Home there on Denison Avenue. And they were we've been in business, like I said, for 75 years. And since 1990, my husband has been in charge of it, Wally Martins Jr. And he has ran it since then with his brothers Eddie and Michael. So it's second generation, which is a big deal when you deal with families. They want to know that they're going to a place where it feels like family. And we've been very proud of the fact that Martin's have been so prominent in the community for so many years. And then, of course, you see our name other places. Donald Martin's Ambulance is my husband's cousin's, and that was founded by their father, Don Sr., who's passed away. He also used to own a funeral home in Lakewood and Westlake. And then their cousin, David Jr., still owns his dad's funeral home, which opened in 1954 on Rocky River Drive. So kind of done a little bit of everything in these 120 years, but we're very prominent in the neighborhood and very proud of it.
We're listening to Smooth Talking Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ. We're on the phone with Victoria Martins of Martins & Sons Funeral Home at 13115 Lorraine Avenue, right?
Yes.
All right. So, Victoria, you know, the funeral business is quite interesting, and there's a few things that people might want to know. Like, for instance,
okay,
do you have a pre-existing burial or cremation plan that someone can buy?
Yes, we do. We are proud to offer all pre-arranged funerals, either with private insurance that the consumer already has, or if you have no insurance and you're looking to purchase insurance for your pre-funded funerals, we work with a company called Funeral Directors Life Insurance Company. They're located in Abilene, Texas, and they will allow you to prepay your funeral for upwards of 10, 15, 20 years, depending on, you know, your financial situation, how you want to do it. And we offer all of our packages to families to pre-plan, just like we would for at-need families where the death has already occurred. So it's kind of based on your preference, whether you want a cremation or a burial.
You're on the phone on Cleveland Smooth Jazz Smooth Talk with Victoria Martins of Martins & Sons Funeral Home at 13115 Lorraine Avenue. Victoria Martins, tell us a little bit. Now, this is a question everybody want to know. What makes a person want to be a funeral director?
Well, that depends on who you ask. Everybody's got different stories. In my husband's case, his father was in it, his uncles were in it, so he was just kind of expected to follow along with it. Ironically, none of his children, which are my stepchildren, have followed their father into the business. They all go out and do other things. So it's very much family based. If your father did it, normally your grandfather did it. Normally your great-grandfather has done it. There are some funeral homes that are multiple generations. And then there are the people who get into it, you know, from the outside coming in like I did, where they have a strong desire to help people. And that is 95% of my job is helping people. You know, we understand that we're meeting you at the worst point in your life and nobody wants to meet the funeral director. It's an inevitable process. We're all going to, you know, need one day. But you're coming to us and you're vulnerable and you're grieving the loss of your loved one. And our job is to help guide you through this. So you definitely have to be somebody who's very passionate about helping others, very kind, understanding, empathetic, but also with a good head on your shoulder. You still have to be able to think on your feet. You have to, you know, have a good business attitude. You know, you're still running a business. You're in business to make money, but you can do it without, you know, hurting the consumer. So you have to kind of be a well-rounded person. In my case, I stumbled across the funeral profession when I was in high school. I was a journalist on the school newspaper and had been assigned a rotating column in our newspaper, The Millwright, on unusual professions that nobody thinks of. And I wound up speaking with some of the staff over at Chambers Funeral Home that had hung out with my mom for many years. And it sounded interesting. And ironically, when I first started in the funeral profession, I was working at our current location now on Lorraine Avenue. It was another funeral home at the time, but I started there and, you know, got my feet wet, got my foot in the door, and then had an opportunity to go work with Martins. And I've been there going on 14 years now and, you know, had no background prior to any of that of being in the funeral business. My father's in aviation. My mother is a store clerk. So absolutely no funeral background at all. But I enjoyed helping people. And for me, with, you know, my journalism background, I enjoyed helping people tell their loved one's story. and share those memories and, you know, remind people who their loved one is, which is a lot of what, you know, visitations and funeral services are, is remembering the person and the memories you made and why they're so special to you. So that was a big thing for me, was I had an ability to tell stories of people in a very unique way.
All right, all right. We're on the phone on Smooth Talk on Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ. We're talking to Victoria Martins of Martins & Sons Funeral Home at 13115 Lorraine Avenue. You can also reach Martins & Sons Funeral Home by phone at 216-281-7111. We're on the phone with Victoria Martins, as I said, Martins & Sons Funeral Home. Now, let's go back to a few other questions. Tell us about what's included in some of your costs, or what types of packages do you offer, and what types of services come within those packages?
Okay. Well, we offer both burial and cremation services. And what those can include varies based on what you select. So on the cremation side, a lot of families that we service have what's called our all-in-one day. So what that means is we pick their loved one up from their place of passing. We bring them to the funeral home. The family has a visitation, which allows their loved one's body to be present. They can gather at the funeral home, share stories, have a service prior to their loved one being cremated, which is a big, big deal for families because they need that closure. And oftentimes, and many times, actually, you get that closure by having that service, by seeing your loved one in the casket, by being comforted by your family and friends. All of that makes a difference, which I don't think anyone, you know, outside or even inside the funeral profession really understood or appreciated till COVID hit and we weren't allowed to have those big services anymore. I think that made a difference. So we're glad to see that, you know, now that COVID is, you know, behind us, families are going back to, you know, services like that. But we can also offer services for cremation where it's a memorial service, which means your loved one is picked up and cremated first, and then you have that same celebration or visitation with their ashes present. And again, that gives you that opportunity to have the service, be comforted by family and friends. And then there are some families where, you know, they hire us to do what's called a direct cremation, which means we pick their loved one up, we cremate them and return their ashes back to the family. And then they may go on later down the road and have a service of their own or do something at a church or a party center where the funeral home isn't involved. And that's okay too. On the burial side, we see a lot of families still doing what's considered the traditional funeral, which is what most people have become accustomed to, where the visitation is the night before, your funeral services and your burial at the cemetery are the next day. But we can do that again in different ways. We have packages where we can do it all at the cemetery. And it's all, you know, we pick your loved one up, we hold them till we're ready to bury, we go to the cemetery, we have a service at the gravesite, or we have it where, again, it can all be in one day. It, you know, that's the nice thing about funeral services is we can help the families meet their wishes and respect their religious, you know, traditions and just family traditions in a variety of different ways. My coworkers call, you know, refer to funerals sometimes as the cookie cutter effect, that they're all the same, but they're really not, because no person is exactly like somebody else. So we definitely strive to provide the families with that personalized service. You know, the tradition itself may be the same, but there's still enough of you and your loved one in it to make it more personal. And those are the things we like doing.
Right, right. Where I do a quick station ID. We're on the phone.
Oh, sure.
So you don't know. So we're talking to Victoria Martins of Martins and Sons Funeral Home, located at 13115 Lorraine Avenue. You can also reach Martins and Sons Funeral Home at 216-281-7111. Now, Victoria, you seem like you know a lot about funerals. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I ain't gonna lie. To me, you seem to know quite a bit about funerals. So I want to ask you a few other questions.
Okay.
How do you coordinate discussing arrangements with some of your customers? Do you go to their home? Do they traditionally come to the funeral home? Or how does that work?
Sure. Traditionally, most families will meet with us at the funeral home, which allows us a chance to take them through our showroom, which lets them see, you know, firsthand caskets, burial vaults, which are used for caskets going in the graves at cemeteries. They can handle urns, things like that. So they really get that, you know, ability to see the items they're purchasing sometimes prior to purchasing. But we're not opposed. We've made arrangements before at loved ones' homes where, you know, they just feel more comfortable or, you know, they're not able to get to us. We can do that. I've helped make arrangements through email for families where they've been out of town. So we use email, Zoom, DocuSign, things like that. We've even made funeral arrangements over the telephone before, especially with COVID. We did a lot of arrangements over the phone or electronically, which again, you know, was hard. But we're seeing that, you know, once COVID restrictions came down, the families were more than willing to have us back in their homes or come to us, which was nice.
We're on the phone with Click Smooth Talk with Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ. Never said my name one time. Your host, Myron Gray, on Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ.com. We're on the phone with Victoria Martins, Martins and Sons Funeral Home, located at 13115 Lorraine Avenue. You can reach Martins and Sons Funeral Home at 216-281-7111. We're talking about the wonderful services that Martins and Sons Funeral Homes offer when families reach that time of need. Miss Victoria Martins, can you tell us, now I know this is a strange question, but it actually happened to me. My mother's body was lost for an hour at the hospital, Lake West Hospital. They said it was because they had her name mixed up. How do you handle situations like that at Martins and Sons Funeral Home?
Very delicately, and we're very fortunate that that's not a common situation we run into, not saying that we've never seen it before. But that is one of the things that, you know, we really strive to prevent happen. We double check tags on body bags when we get to hospitals. We double check identities at nursing homes and medical examiner's offices to make sure that, you know, we're bringing your loved one into our care. Once they get into our care, we have our own ID system that we use. So we know where your loved one is every step of the way, whether they're being cremated or whether they're being buried. And actually, we don't normally get asked the question about loved ones being at like the hospital in your situation, but we get that question a lot with cremations. You know, how can we guarantee that this is our loved one that we're getting back? And we like to explain to families that once your loved one goes from our funeral home to the crematory, which in this case we are very privileged to be able to use the crematory owned by Sloan & Company Funeral Director, so your loved one never leaves our care. They're assigned a number that's on a metal disc, and that disc goes with their loved one the entire process. So during the cremation process itself, that number's on the outside of the machine the cremation is taking place in. It's on the inside of the machine. So we know without a doubt that that is your loved one. And then that tag, once the ashes are placed into the urn, that tag is zip tied right onto those ashes. So, you know, we definitely strive to make sure that we have no errors, no screw ups, because at a time like this, when you're already emotional, something like that could just be catastrophic. And our goal is to help families not create more grief or trouble for them.
We're on the phone with Victoria Martins of Martins and Sons Funeral Home on Cleveland Smooth Jazz WJZZ. Martins and Sons Funeral Home is located at 13115 Lorraine Avenue. You can reach Martins and Sons Funeral Home at 216-7. You can reach Martins and Sons Funeral Home at 216-281-7111. Martins and Sons Funeral Home, a name you can trust. I know I'm a big commercial right there, but you seem to offer a lot of services, Victoria Martin. Again, Martins and Sons Funeral Home at 13115 Lorraine Avenue. Now, a few other questions. We got about 8-10 minutes left. Tell us about a few other things, something like as simple as like how personalized can a funeral be at Martins and Sons Funeral Home?
As personalized as you want it. We strive to help tell your story and your loved one's story. So we have had personalization where it's something simple as the decedent liked a certain color, so everybody on staff wore that color, to we had a funeral last year. The guy was a Detroit Red Wings fan, which is an ice hockey team. And he had collected so much hockey stuff. He had pucks and jerseys and banners and everything. And the family dropped that stuff off and said, you know, hey, can we display this? And our staff got together and said, what can we do to make this unique? And at the time, we were still in our Denison Avenue location, and we had beams running through our parlor ceiling. So we took the jerseys and the banners and stuff, and we pinned them up like you would see them in the rafters of a stadium. And when they walked into the parlor, we had hockey sticks crossed and hanging above the doorway. And it was the coolest thing, and the family was so appreciative of it. And the printing work reflected that, too. The prayer cards you get, we had turned them into like player's cards. The register book had been personalized to match like a game program for the team. So we can get as personalized and as creative as the family wants us to. And those are the kind of funerals we like, actually, because even while it's a sad occasion, it's something to be happy and celebrate. And we have found that our families find that very therapeutic sometimes, you know, going through their loved one stuff and saying, you know, what can we use to help tell their story? And we've gotten some great stories over the years, you know, with items that have been brought in to be displayed. With every military funeral we do, we always make sure we have an American flag out and the flag for the branch the service member was in. Which is important. And while it may not be considered personalization, it is in a way, you know, we've gone that extra step, but it's up to the families how personal, you know, how personalized they get. And, you know, we encourage you, even if you don't come to our funeral home, make sure you ask your funeral director when you're talking to him, you know, what can we do that's different and out of the ordinary that still fits in with our traditions and our wishes. And that includes, you know, religious traditions too. This morning I assisted on a funeral for a Hindu family, and those are very personalized, and it's based on, you know, religious rite and the different priests and sects that are all involved. So it's very interesting. And, you know, again, we just encourage you, don't be afraid to ask us things like that, because that's the kind of stuff we like to do. It makes us think.
We're on the phone with Victoria Martins of Martins and Sons Funeral Home, located at 13115 Lorraine Avenue. You can reach Martins and Sons Funeral Home at 216-281-7111. A name you can trust. Victoria Martins, we got about 5 minutes left. So really,
okay.
I want to ask you just one more question and then give you an opportunity to just tell the audience what you want them to know. This is just a question that I'm asking, stands out about Martins and Sons Funeral Home, different from other funeral homes in this area?
Oh, that's a good question. Gosh, there's a lot. I would say our, attention to detail and the fact that for us, it is personal and we like telling the story. So we try and approach all of our funerals as how to tell your loved one's story, I think is a big thing. And, we view that as different because a lot of funeral homes don't always have that same approach. They view it as, we're going to wake your loved one and you're going to share stories and stuff, but they're not trying to tell the story. Whereas everything we do, whether it be the prayer cards you pick or the color of the casket you select, all of that has meaning to you and meaning to your loved one, or you wouldn't be picking it. So we really want to help tell that story.
Now you have an event coming up at Martins and Sons Funeral Home located at 13115 Lorraine Avenue. And you can reach Martins and Sons Funeral Home at 216-281-7111. Tell us about that event in this last few minutes, Victoria.
Oh, sure. The event you're referring to is our Tree of Remembrance. And that was started back in 1990 by my husband, Walter Jr., his late wife, Bernadine. And what it is we give families the opportunity to come into our office and decorate an ornament. We provide you the ornament. We provide you all the supplies to decorate it. But we allow you to decorate an ornament in memory of your loved one, regardless of whether you went through our funeral home or not. And then on December 16th at 5 o'clock, we'll take all of the ornaments that have been decorated and put them on a holiday tree. And we have a ceremony, it's about a half an hour to 45 minutes, where we just take a moment and celebrate our loved ones and remember that, this is our first year without them. And, there's a candlelight ceremony that's involved with it. Prior to this year, we would the time to read the necrology or the list of names of everybody that's passed away this year. This year, we're doing it a little differently because we are in partnership with Sloan and Company and have included all of their loved ones on the list. So there are several hundreds of names, and it would just take too long to read them. But, we're still remembering every single one of them. And so that'll be on December 16th at 5 o'clock, and we're actually holding that at our Life Celebration Center, which is on the same campus as the Sloan & Company Funeral Home. The address for the Life Celebration Center, though, is 3556 West 130th Street. So if you can find the funeral home, you'll be able to find the Life Celebration Center. It's right behind it. And we just, it's a nice service. And what's even nicer about it is you get to take your ornament home with you. So you're not just decorating it and we're hanging on to it. You get to take it home with you. You get to put it on your tree, encompass it into your family's Christmas ritual. And it's a nice service. We've had families coming, for many years religiously. They come and it's another thing that's part of their tradition. And, they're always the first time families who come, they're not sure, you know, what to expect. But the biggest thing we stress to all of them is that while you're at the service, you're not alone. Everybody in that room has experienced the loss, whether it's their first Christmas without their loved one or their 25th Christmas without their loved one. Everybody in that room is there for the same purpose. They lost somebody they loved. And, you know, with the holidays, grieving is hard, especially if, you know, the passing is fresh and new. People don't always think about that. They think, you know, well, as long as we keep busy, we're good. But it's still very hard. So we hope that, you know, families find comfort and take comfort away from our service.
Right, right. Absolutely. We've been on the phone on Smooth Talk on Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ, with Victoria Martins of Martins & Sons Funeral Home, located at 13115 Lorraine Avenue. You can reach Martins & Sons Funeral Home at 216-281-7111. Be sure to check out Martins & Sons Memorial Celebration for past and present loved ones who we've lost on December 16th. And that's right behind the funeral home on West 130th. I used to know exactly where you're talking about. So reach out to Martins & Sons Funeral Home in your time of need, located at 13115 Lorraine Avenue, or you can call them at 216-281-7111. I'll let you have the last 60 seconds, Victoria, to say what you want to the Cleveland audience or the audience period.
Well, sure. Well, you know, first I want to take the moment to thank you for having me on your show. It's been an honor. And, you know, just again, we just want to stress to families that, you know, yes, we have moved. It was not an easy decision to move from our location on Denison, but we still encourage, you know, all of our families that we were servicing in this area to, you know, please venture up this way. We're not going to steer you wrong. We've never steered the community wrong before. And, you know, we are still here for you to help your families in their time of need. So we really hope that, you know, if there's anything we can do, whether it be at need with a death that's already occurred or, you know, pre-need where you're looking to plan your funeral arrangements ahead of time, you know, please don't hesitate to give Wally or myself a call because we're still here for our community. We may just be up the road a few miles, but we're still here. And, you know, we're still very loyal to the community that was down on Denison Avenue and surrounding the neighborhood. And, you know, we just want to take this moment to wish everybody, you know, a very happy and safe holiday season.
Well, thank you for coming on Cleveland Smooth Jazz, Smooth Talk, Victoria Martins of Martins & Sons Funeral Home at 13115 Lorraine Avenue. And you can reach Martins & Sons Funeral Home at 216-281-7111. Until next time, Victoria, thank you.
Oh, thank you.